Hello, this is Alastair Hutton with an article written by Heather. Visually impaired and disabled sports people from across the United Kingdom have recorded some remarkable successes in recent weeks. From tennis to bowls to golf and skiing, there's no limit to the sports you can take up regardless of any visual impairment or disability. And if today's stories don't inspire you to get moving, you'll be able to follow some world-class disability sport in the UK this summer. Manchester is hosting the Paris Swimming World Championships from the 31st of July to the 6th of August, and then Birmingham Edgbaston and the surrounding area will be hosting the World Blind Games from the 18th to the 27th of August. In tennis news, the Great Britain wheelchair men's and junior teams both won world titles in Portugal in May, winning their respective competitions in the BNP Paribas World Team Cup. Great Britain men's and junior wheelchair tennis teams were both crowned world champions in Portugal in May. In the men's final, Alfie Hewitt and Gordon Reid secured a 2-0 victory over defending champions from the Netherlands, while Reuben Harris and Joshua Johns recorded a 2-1 victory over the USA in the junior final. Alfie Hewitt is the current world number one wheelchair player, but for him, tennis is about more than his wins on the court. He's relishing his status as the best wheelchair tennis player in the world and wants to use his success to inspire more disabled people to take up the sport. He'll be targeting a first Wimbledon singles title this summer, but he's also taking time out of his schedule to promote the Play Your Way to Wimbledon campaign. Supported by Vodafone, the campaign offers grassroots players the chance to play at the All England Club, and this year includes opportunities for tennis players who are visually impaired, wheelchair users, or who have learning disabilities. Meanwhile, on the ski slopes, NHS worker Mark Abel has just won a silver medal in the slalom event at an international competition for wounded or injured former or serving members of the armed forces. These days, Mark works as an administrator at the Herefordshire and Worcestershire Health and Care NHS Trust, but as an ex-soldier, he travelled to Colorado in the USA as part of the Armed Forces Para-Snowport team. He first learned to ski as a teenager in the army, but had to go back to basics once more when he lost his sight in 2011. Mark now skis with the help and support of a sighted guide. Turning to golf, two British visually impaired players claimed world titles in Cape Town, South Africa, at the recent International Blind Golf Association World Championships. The South African Blind Golf Open competition was played first, attracting 39 of the world's best blind golfers. In the B3 category for players with no more than 10% vision, England's John Eakin from the Royal Ashdown Forest Golf Club in East Sussex took second place. In the B2 category for players with no more than 5% vision, Andy Guilford from Ham Manor Golf Club in West Sussex was the runner-up. Another English player, Steve Beavers from Wallasey Golf Club, took third place. The World Championships followed 2 days later on the same course, and perhaps it was a case of practice makes perfect, because both John Eakin and Andy Guilford went one better in this competition and won world titles. While John again finished in second place in the men's B3 category, in the overall net competition, which runs across all site categories, John was crowned world champion. And in the B2 competition, Andy pulled out all the stops to win the world title. His performance also won him third place in the overall net competition. Both Andy and John hope that their successes will encourage other visually impaired people to take up golf. Andy has said that as a child growing up with sight loss, he struggled to come to terms with his condition, but described it as a dream come true to become world champion. The achievement was even more special because Andy's sighted guide during the contest was his wife Mel. Andy's involved with the charity England and Wales Blind Golf, which helps visually impaired players to take up the sport. Meanwhile, if you're in Scotland, an equivalent charity, Scottish Disability Golf and Curling, has just celebrated organising its 900th round of golf, opening up sport to thousands of visually impaired or disabled players. Founder of the Scottish charity is blind golfer Jim Gales from Fife, who's won 3 British Open Championships, 3 British Masters and multiple overseas Open tournaments. Jim's also captained Team Scotland and Team Europe 13 times, winning 9 team competitions. Jim was interested in providing sporting opportunities for people with all types of disability, and in 2004, the Scottish Disability Golf Partnership was created. It grew as several smaller groups and charities merged, and in 2018 extended its remit to include curling. And last but not least is news of the 11th visually impaired Open Singles Bowls tournament held in Weston-super-Mare recently. Some 33 bowlers from all over England, Wales and Northern Ireland took part across categories for B1, totally blind, and partially sighted categories B2, B3 and B4. The Open section winner was David Mears from Metro. The runner-up was Toby Warren from Swansea, with Alan Lyne from Lowestoft in third spot. The B1 section winner was Keith Brenton from Gateshead, with Richard Carey from Swindon in second place, and George Phillips from Metro in third. The Lions salver for the best lady bowler was awarded to Alison Yearling from Plymouth.